This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are with Jack and Dean, with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. Now, I'm a little bit excited.
Yeah. I'm not a fangirl.
I'm excited too.
No, I just busted it. I just ruined it.
You
just
ruined it.
Hey, I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Give me that canned applause any day.
Canned.
Now, welcome back to Melbourne from the Gold Coast.
Thank you. Sorry, I had to just apologise for my voice. It's still pretty much gone because the Gold Coast was so full on.
How long up there? Was it a whole week?
Yeah, I was up there for a week.
Oh, party
a
girl.
Week. And like, then two of those days were just back-to-back shows. Yes. It was just so
now, of course, we are speaking about Australia Decides Eurovision.
Yeah.
Which was on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You were fabulous. Can't say, look, the red boots. Love the red boots.
Thank you so much. You won't believe the decision making that went into those boots. It was
outfit choosing.
Yeah, well, there was gold boots and there was black boots and there was red boots.
The red popped, I got to say.
Thank you. I fought for the red, I'm really glad that you...
Yeah.
And Courtney had a lot of red on.
Well, that's
not
true.
As sympathetic, though. They didn't pop as to the same extent that your shoes. Well,
thank you so much. Yeah. Courtney, every time I looked at Courtney, I just was like goggle-eyed. I mean, my God, perfection. Absolute perfection. Those teeth, those legs, that butt. My God. Like, seriously, I was just happy to be wearing something that I felt vaguely me in, but also kind of cool and Eurovision-y.
Uh-huh. And was saying as well, I was watching at home and I saw you're on stage with somebody we spoke to a couple of weeks back. It was Tanza.
Yeah. My secret weapon.
Yes.
My lovely friend Tanza. Yes, she doesn't usually play the bass guitar in a rock band.
I didn't think she did.
No, but I quickly taught her how to play Data Dust on the bass.
Like
and
a crash course.
Crash course. Oh, and she came up with me. She's an amazing singer. That like an incredible epic vocalist. She's also a Eurovision expert, so I sort of needed her there with me.
Yeah,
and she's also my housemate and my bestie. So I wanted an entourage, and she was like, I can do this, babe.
Uh-huh. A Eurovision entourage.
Everyone had an entourage, and I just had like Tanza, which was awesome because then that was still the best entourage anyone had.
She was all you need, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were telling you just off-air. The off-air secrets here revealed.
Yep.
We were in awe of her doing the deep fried disco, and it's like, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So why would you not want to bring her?
Exactly. She kind of really can do it all.
Yeah.
And it was just such a wild experience and so nice to share it with a friend.
Now, we're also saying, Jack and I was saying earlier, it feels like we have known you for years. You've been in the public eye for, can we say how many years?
A long time.
Well, like, more than 20?
Count up. Yeah, more than 20, because count up from 13.
When you were 13?
Weir was when I was about 15, 16, but we did. We entered a Triple J, if we can mention them, Unearthed competition when I was 13 and with a song called Kettle.
Uh-huh.
And that was Killing Hearties, literally our first song. And we entered it into bloody Radio Confident One. So just been busy since 13 and I'm just turned 36.
No way.
Been busy since I was 13.
That's pretty much me.
Birthday.
Yep, just a busy couple of years. Thank you. I had a good... I'm probably still recovering from my birthday as well, to be honest.
Gold Coast time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. What was the song that you were remembering? Because I like...
Oh, Heaven Sent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was a big
album number two. I like that.
Album number two.
Yeah, that's you going deep there, girl.
You did Killing Hardy, then you did the verses with your brother.
Yep.
And then did you do solo?
Then I did solo, yep.
And now you're doing solo.
Now I'm still doing solo, and I'm back doing Killing Heidi as well.
Oh, they're back.
Killing Heidi are, you know, we don't like to say reformed, but we kind of are. We're calling it an extended reunion. We don't even know what it is, but the kind of onus is on that we're not really making new music, but we are going out and playing our old songs and doing these wild, wacky, wonderful gigs. And we've got some amazing opportunities since putting Killing Heidi back together. Like, we're doing a massive tour with the Baby Animals. And, it's just like all my rock and roll girlhood dreams are sort of back on the burner with them. And my Ella Hooper solo career is like really kind of changing and growing at a rapid pace as well. And that's where I get to do all the things that aren't exactly Killing Heidi related, but that I still really want to do. So, yeah,
busy. Because you also branched out. You were doing the Spicks and Specks 2.0.
Yep.
Is that still on?
No, that was only one season, sadly, but I loved every second of it. And we had the full-on reunion not that long ago as well. We did one special episode of Spicks and Specks for Oz Music Week.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
Fantastic.
That was nice.
Very nice.
A bit of Rock Quiz, a bit of SBS, a bit of ABC. I just do all the things.
All the things.
Yes.
And I follow your Instagram and I'm always like, show us doing something fun.
Yeah, I really want to, you know, like I try to because there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that we don't put on Instagram. It's really boring. Yeah. Like hours of emails and hours of just
admin.
And that's actually what I've been doing all day before I came here. So I'm so pumped to be here, you guys. Like, get me out of the house.
Now, Data Dust. Can we talk Data Dust?
Yes. Please.
Your Eurovision song. Did you write that?
No, I didn't. And that's another first for me.
Yeah, singing someone else's material.
Yeah, I was like, well, I got tapped on the shoulder to enter Eurovision, to join them.
Oh, you were invited?
I was invited.
Oh, that's nice.
I was invited. Wow. And so I think for me...
Ella Hooper around.
Yeah, you know, she'll be able to open the show and sort of rock it out. And I was like, absolutely honoured that they would sort of give me that responsibility. And didn't really see myself as so much in the competition as just kind of going, let's put a rock song on air. Let's, you know, I have no giant PR team around me or anything like that. Everyone else's campaigns were pretty full on because they had entered the competition months ago and were in it to win it. And I was like, let's just go and have a fun time and enter this great song. But yeah, back to the song. It's by a young woman, 24-year-old gal from Sydney called Alice Chance. And she usually composes for choirs and art projects and like just really, she's never really released a pop song before. But this song, they sent it to me. Eurovision/SBS sent it to me and said, do you think you could do a rock version of this song? And I was like, I bloody love it.
Yeah.
I love this song. It's such a good song.
And I was looking at the lyrics. It's actually my take on it. It's like about data privacy and how our lives are so now online.
Yep.
And there is no privacy.
No.
And the data dust that sprinkles through our lives, it follows us around.
Can we run from the one-way mirror? Can we sweep away our data dust? It's like, no, we probably can't. All of our digital footprints are like, really, like, how deep do you want to go? Do you want to get full conspiracy theory with this?
Always.
So it's probably a little bit too deep for Eurovision.
Well, probably.
There's no key change or wind machine, so.
That's true. Yeah. And you know what? I even dropped the key down for my, like, the original was much higher. And I was like, look, Alice Chance, it's amazing. You're 24. You haven't lived like I've lived.
Yeah.
We need to drop the key, baby.
I've had a lot of fun.
I've had a lot of fun, but I can't sing those high notes anymore.
Now, if people want to hear you singing below notes.
Yes.
You're touring soon, yeah?
Yeah, I'm playing next weekend. I'm actually playing this weekend at Gay Times. Gay Times Festival. It's up in Marysville. It's going to be a hell of a gig Friday, Saturday night, this weekend coming, and Sunday too, I believe. But then the next weekend, I'm going to be playing the Caravan Club in Oakley, and that's what I'm really excited about because that's a full set of my new material. So if you live in Melbs and you want to come and see the Ella Hooper Band do Data Dust and do all the other music that I do, a couple of cheeky covers here and there as well, come to the Caravan Club next Saturday.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous venue too, like heaps of atmosphere, really cozy, really fun.
Shall we have a listen to Data Dust now? What do you reckon?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, Ella Hooper.
Thank you so much for having me. See you out there.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.